USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal advisory committee Tuesday voted 17-0 to authorize use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11, putting a higher burden on the vaccine to prove safe and effective to justify its risk. The vaccine would be given to children ages 5 to 11 in two shots administered 3 weeks apart. The Federal Communications Commission voted to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary to operate in the United States. China Telecom has provided services to the United States for nearly 20 years, but as of Tuesday must discontinue within 60 days, according to the FCC. It should be noted, in May of 2019, the FCC voted unanimously to deny China Mobile, also a Chinese state-owned company, the right to provide U.S. services. Game 1 of the World Series is in the books as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts them and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Let's get an update on President Biden's spending bill that has zero Republican support. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Moderate and progressive Democrats are continuing to try and finalize a price tag for the budget reconciliation bill, as it will be far below the originally advertised $3.5 trillion. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says no matter what the price is, Americans will still have to pay for it.
Everybody's going to end up having to pay for this if they get to finally figure out what's going to be in it and how they want to pay for it, but everyone's going to get hit one way or the other.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Biden administration says it has framework to pay for the bill and they would never increase taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As Tuesday's nor'easter winds down along the East Coast, flooding continues to be a concern. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
North Dakota Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong on Tuesday said the current energy crisis in America is self-induced and a direct result of President Biden's policies.
Make no mistake, this started, this is self-induced, this is created by the Biden administration. And you can start from where we started. First day in office, they canceled the Keystone XL pipeline with our closest trading partner, our neighbor to the north, Canada. Then we move across the Atlantic Ocean and help Vladimir Putin and greenlight Nord Stream. We pass regulations that make it absolutely hostile to develop minerals on federal lands. Then the Biden administration begs OPEC to open the pumps back up. It's no secret why this is happening. And this is before we pass one single thing in this $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. North Dakota is an energy powerhouse. We've got notice from our two utilities that people are going to pay upwards of $150 to $200 more for their energy costs this winter. When you say you're not taxing anybody who makes under $400,000, people who are paying $200 more to heat their home in North Dakota in the winter will disagree with you. You have to be uniquely incompetent. This is bad for consumers, it's bad for domestic energy producers, and it's bad for American workers. We are creating a policy that makes energy more expensive and puts us in a bad competition state on the world stage.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.